You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Every Thursday, we bring you the weekend weather outlook. And a short while ago, I talked with Kimberly Vaughn, part of the forecasting team at the National Weather Service's Juno office. And she sums up everything pretty much in two words. And I bet you can guess what they are: wet and warm. So going into the weekend, it's going to be tough to tell people that it'll be soggy and wet for the most part. Kind of puts a damper on things, pardon the pun. But what is bringing this long stretch of rain that we hear will probably continue into next week?
Yeah, we've got a front that's moving in on Friday, and that's going to pass through. But behind it's going to be a bunch of precipitation, and then the secondary system moves in by Sunday. So it's just going to be rain and more rain.
I know it's a little bit early to find out where we stand for this quarter, but earlier in the year, some of the meteorologists at the Weather Service had said that we were already way ahead of precipitation records for the quarter, and it wasn't even finished yet. So any idea on where we stand with it now?
Stand at number one with 28.36 inches fallen as of the 30th of March. So we've and what's interesting about that is that if it did not rain any more through the month of April, we would still be number one for the wettest four-month period. And the month of March was definitely above normal, almost by 2 inches for rainfall. So the record rainfall for the most rain ever reported at the Juneau Airport was 6.5 inches, and that was back in 1994.
So we've got some reference for that. We've talked a lot about rain. What about snow?
If you don't like snow, it was good that the temperatures warmed up to where we only had 3 days during the month of March that had measurable snowfall. So we ended up with only 5.2 inches falling at the airport. And that's about 7 inches below normal.
So summing things up, what is the storyline for March?
March is warmer and wetter.
Two words, warmer and wetter. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Kimberly Vaughn, who is a forecaster on the National Weather Service's Juno team. Thanks so much for giving us a look ahead. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. And before we leave you, we have sort of one weather-related event to tell you about, a fundraiser for the Coastal Alaska Avalanche Center. And joining us today to talk about that will be at Eagle Crest, we have Charlie Harrington, who is now a volunteer at Eagle Crest, and we also have Matt Callahan with us. He is a member of the board, also a volunteer for the Avalanche Center. So let's start with you, Charlie. What is the Powder Keg Cup?
Thanks for having us on, Rhonda. Yeah, the Powder Keg Cup is an uphill, downhill ski race at Eagle Crest. And we're in its fourth iteration, though the last two were sort of, you know, COVID was the real winner of the race. But we're happy to be back in full force. So it's a three race event. Final race is this weekend. And competitors race up to the top of the mountain as fast as they can on their ski touring setup and their split boards. We even had a Nordic skier do it a couple weekends ago. And it's this super fun atmosphere, really great for spectating. And they transition from their uphill equipment and ski back down across the finish line, which is right where they started from too. So it's all taking place right at the base of Eagle Crest.
So we just heard from the Weather Service that we didn't see much rain during this, much snow during this month, that it was mostly rain, very little snow accumulating. So how are the conditions on the slope right now?
Pretty fantastic. I've been going up to sneaking away from Eagle Crest as much as I can the last couple of weeks. And I think, you know, it might be a little rainy in the parking lot, but there's lots of snow at the top of the mountain. And, I don't know, over the weekend, I heard a stat that it was like 2 weeks in a row with some form of snow accumulation at the top. So there's like 2 feet of snow up there in the last 2-3 weeks and not a lot of people skiing it. So it's much different up there than it is at sea level.
So the proceeds from this event go to help the Avalanche Center. Why did you decide to go this route to help the Avalanche Center?
Well, the uphill downhill race, the Powder Keg Cup, a lot of the people participating are avid backcountry skiers. And the Coastal Alaska Avalanche Center, which Matt will talk about, is a new organization, and they're still growing and learning, and they need our support from the community. And this is just one way that the people participating in the race, you know, their $15 race fee goes directly to the Avalanche Center so they can continue to do their work and grow and do provide even more of a service for our backcountry skiers in Juneau.
Well, it seems
thanks.
I'm sorry, Matt, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to jump in and give a little plug for the Avalanche Center, what we are, what we do. And thanks again, Charlie, for involving us in this race. So we right now we have a website that's coastalakavalanche.org, and we have an observation page so you can go and see what other people are doing in what other people are seeing in the snowpack. We've consolidated a bunch of weather resources. And one of the things we're raising funds for is we're hoping to get a backcountry forecast in Juneau next year, which is kind of the backbone of avalanche education is using a forecast to make your backcountry skiing or snowmobiling or snowshoeing decisions. And we don't have that in Juneau right now. So that's our big goal going forward.
I was just going to mention that it seems like with the weather kind of being unpredictable, I mean, we have record rains, record snowfall during periods of time, that it seems like the need for this is growing. Do you think so, Matt?
I definitely agree.
Can you tell us about some of the situations where your group has really helped improve the safety for skiers?
So earlier this year, we were seeing a lot of observations showing unstable snow conditions. So what people do is they go out and before they decide to ski or not ski a slope, a lot of times they will dig a pit in the snow and they'll look at the layers in the snowpack. And those layers will tell them if the snow is more or less likely to slide in an avalanche. And that will inform their decisions. Now, if you post those observations on the website, then anyone can see them. And so somebody who maybe doesn't have the skills to dig their own pit and assess it, or maybe is in a different place or wants to ski where you ski the next day, can get that information. And so I've talked to a lot of people who've made safe decisions because they saw other people's observations on our website. And if we had a forecaster, we would have a professional out bringing in that information and disseminating it to the public.
And that seems like that would make a big difference, and people could kind of maybe trust that data a little more. Not to say that people going out and digging holes and sharing their reports isn't helpful. It would be great to have kind of a professional avalanche expert put it all together. And do you think that could kind of take things to the next level for this community as far as the backcountry skiing efforts?
Absolutely. Backcountry skiing is exploding. There are so many more people out in the backcountry this year than there even were 2 years ago. And so we really want to reach those people and have the safety resources available for them. And avalanche education has really moved towards incorporating a forecast into your decision making. And that's something that we just don't have right now in Juneau. So I really agree that this is the next level for our backcountry community.
Well, Charlie, you always are working to promote skiing, and of course, downhill skiing at Eagle Crest is sort of one subset of a growing sport. But why do you think that it's important that the two sports kind of work hand in hand together?
Yeah, you know, some days are much better to spend in the resort, even for the people that don't like riding the lifts as much as they like going out in the backcountry. So, you know, if there's ever an unstable snowpack, Eagle Crest is patrolled by our professional ski patrol, and avalanche danger is mitigated, and it's a safer environment. And Eagle Crest is in a great position to welcome everyone. So it's important, I think, for our local skier to welcome as many people as they can to the mountain for skiing, snowboarding, Nordic, everything. And, you know, helping the Avalanche Center raise awareness through races like this is only going to increase their success down the line.
So what are some of people's favorite things about the powder keg?
I think, I'll tell you my favorite thing. It's just super fun. It's really fast. So I think the race kicks off right about 4:30 in the afternoon after chairlifts close. So you can come up to Eagle Crest, you can hang out at the Tower Bar at the base of Hooter Chairlift, and you watch everyone mob up together, and we ring the cowbell and off to the races. You can see them going up Sourdough, and then they disappear out of sight. And then there's about 15, 20 minutes, and then they all just start zooming across the finish line in costumes. And then we do an awards ceremony. Last weekend, Wild Oven donated bread for every single participant. So we had a super fun podium atmosphere last week. And, you know, it's over before you can blink. And it's just a super fun, fast event. And, you know, Matt can tell you about how fun it is to participate. He's usually competing for the gold medal there at each race.
Okay, Matt, give me your take on the powder keg.
I really think it's the best of both worlds of running and skiing. You get the good exercise on the way up, kind of like a running race, which are popular, and then you get to ski down, which is just fantastic. It's a great atmosphere. It's a good group of people, and it's pretty low key. Everyone has a good time on it. Like Charlie said, people are in costumes, all smiles. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Charlie, does this kind of signal the winding down of the ski season, this event?
You know, yeah, historically it does sort of come at the end of the ski season. So I think that's fair to say, but it's not bittersweet. It's more of a celebration.
So how far do you think it can be pushed out this year, the ski season?
You know, I think the there's a much difference. I think closing day is pretty much set for not this weekend, the weekend following, but last weekend there was a bonus weekend. So we can all keep our fingers crossed. I know they're having challenges up there with staffing, so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
All right, any final thoughts?
Yeah, you know, if you're on the fence about participating, I don't want to scare anyone away with, you know, talking about how fast everyone is. There's packs to the race, and, you know, it's super fun. You race who's around you, and more than anything, it's just a good time. Costumes are encouraged, and it's a party.
All right, how about
if you really don't want to participate in the race, you should still come up and hang out and watch. The Tower Bar will be open, and that's a good time too. The Avalanche Center will be selling some great hats and sweatshirts and other items, and it'll be a party.
Okay, everybody wants that wonderful swag, right? All right. Well, I want to thank the both of you for joining us, Charlie Harrington, who's now a volunteer at Eagle Crest. And we also had Matt Callahan, another volunteer. He's on the board of the Coastal Alaska Avalanche Center. Thank you both for joining us today.
All right. We'll see you up there this weekend, Rhonda.
You know, I'm not a skier, but I would like to try. So maybe one of these days.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Because I'd like to appreciate what you're talking about. It sounds like a wonderful experience and something that makes Juneau a very special place. All right. Thanks so much.